Well, Dennis, as we look at what's happening in the grain trade today, obviously harvest progress is underway. The weather's cooperating, and we've got a USDA report tomorrow. So kind of all some factors that we're seeing, maybe some positioning ahead of those numbers?
I would think so. I mean, corn futures were approaching $4 a bushel here a couple of sessions ago. You know, that's 40 cents off of the early September lows and probably initiated or spurred some cash movement. I would hope so anyway. You know, you reward the market with these nice rallies. So that seems to have capped everything off for today, yesterday and today. We'll take a look at the numbers tomorrow and see if there's anything that can drive us up through that resistance.
How much have we heard about when it comes to farmers selling these last couple of days?
We don't have a real strong opinion or handle on exactly what type of farmer selling we've actually seen versus, you know, storing it away.
Now, the dollar has had a big influence, as it seems to always, but it seems the last couple of days it's been a larger focus.
It has been, and I think the dollar strength is something that will stay with us in the foreseeable future. You have to expect the Federal Reserve to start raising interest rates, and how does that affect grain prices? Well, you have to expect that to probably support the dollar. So the grain market's going to have a lot of headwinds here moving forward.
I know we talked briefly about weather, but there's been a lot of talk about dry weather in areas like Ukraine, Russia, and Australia. Obviously, it's a concern for the wheat market, but can it be a concern overall for the commodities?
Well, let's hope so. I mean, wheat futures performed strong and kind of tried to break out, and then they pulled back. So markets, I'm encouraged in that we seem to be in a mode here where we're going to try and challenge resistance in these grain markets, and we'll see if this can't continue to develop.
Jump over to what we're seeing on the livestock side, these cattle futures. Boy, we had 2 days of profit taking going on and some market highs. As we look at the trade, no surprise we backed off a bit today?
No, I'm not surprised at all. We have backed off, although it's nothing dramatic. You look at the charts, and it's still an impressive chart that looks like we bottomed out. I mean, we gapped higher yesterday. We're now consolidating. So very encouraged, and I think, Susan, you're going to see the cash market perform much better than expected, certainly much better than it did last week.
Aren't we going to see a turnaround in the cash price?
Oh, I think so, yes. I mean, the board is telling you so, and, you know, the futures market is extremely efficient at figuring out these pieces to the puzzle, really long before any individual can. And the board is telling you, even if it doesn't happen this week, look for a sharp rebound in that cash steer market by the end of this month.
Is there any concerns about demand for beef because it has been so pricey at the counter?
Well, there is still a concern, but the good news is that the wholesale beef market is dropped substantially down to a price level in the 200 to 205 level basis choice beef cutout. That will attract demand. It always has in the past, and we should start seeing more aggressive beef featuring with a lower price.
What about from the hog perspective and demand there for the product?
The pork demand for U.S. pork has been outstanding. There's no other way to describe it. Food service demand, domestic demand at the retail counter, and even export demand beginning to improve. August export data out yesterday, pork exports up 6.5% versus August of a year ago.
You're a mind reader. I was just going to ask you about that because they seem to be the only commodity that was to the upside.
You bet. Yeah, beef export sales were down fairly hard. Poultry or broiler exports also down hard, as well as turkey with the export ban in place by a couple of major countries. But, yeah, the pork export business, and we are very hopeful it's going to improve nicely moving forward.